Penn Station Shoe Repair and Shoe Shine is a small shoe shining business in New York City. On a recent weekday, customers sat down at the shoe shine business and pulled out newspapers and phones to read while their shoes got shined. The shoe shiners cleaned the footwear and added an oily substance to protect the shoe's leather material. When finished, the customers paid $8 for the work. A sign hanging at the little business reads, "We're not God, but we do save souls." Shoe shining has a long history in the United States, dating back hundreds of years. But today, the tradition is getting a quick shine is weakening. Shoe shine stands as disappearing in cities and towns across the country. The COVID-19 pandemic intensified the business decline. More people work from home than in the past, and it has become popular to wear more casual work clothes. All this means fewer customers for shoe shining businesses. Nissan Kaimov owns the Penn Station stand. He said his stand would shine 80 to 100 shoes each workday before the pandemic. Now it is between 30 to 50 from Tuesday to Thursday and even fewer on Mondays and Fridays. The work-from-home model that is common across America is hurting his business. Until people come back to work, the problems will not be solved, said Kaimov. Rory Heenan is a 38-year-old accountant from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He said as a young boy, he would take the train with his father on his way to work one Friday each month and watch him get a shoe shine. "I would just sit there as a little guy, you know, observing," he said. "And here I am, you know, 30 years later doing the same thing, so it's certainly something that's passed down over time." Across town, Jairo Cardenas is also feeling the losses. Business at Alpha Shoes Repair Corporation is down 75% from before the pandemic. His business used to shine 60 or 70 shoes a day. Now on a good day, he shines shoes for 10 to 15 customers. Shoe repairs generally bring in more money than shines. At David Mischetta's Leather Spa, which operates 5 shoe repair and shine businesses in the area, the repairs are the major part of its sales. But shoe shines are still an important offering to bring people in, as most shoe repair businesses do not have the service. Before the pandemic, Leather Spa had 4 shoe shine chairs at its business inside New York's Grand Central Terminal. It employed 6 shoe shiners. Together, they would complete about 120 shines a day. Now, there are 3 shoe shiners who do 40 or 50 shines a day at most. But Mesquita is seeing people slowly coming back. His December 2022 shoe shine numbers were up 52% compared with December 2021. Traffic is slowly coming back in. We're seeing the commuters come in and everything, but we're still not back 100% of what we were, Mesquita said. He added that shoe shining is not something that will ever fully go away. People like to treat themselves, he said, whether it's once a week or twice a week or, you know, once every 2 weeks. It's just nice.